بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind that Allah has allowed us to recite Surah Yasin Sharif and Durood and Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to sit in the gathering of dhikr is a great ibadat. The various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have discussed on various occasions, highlighting the importance of dhikrullah and also the gathering of dhikr. Like in one narration, it has been mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has those special angels whose only duty is to search around the world for the gatherings of dhikrullah. So they come and they join and they attend that gathering. They spread their wings over that gathering. And when they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah asks them that, "What did you find my servants doing?" And they reply that they had been praising you, glorifying you, reciting your tasbih, yusabbihunak, wa yumajjidunak, wa yahmadunak, wa yukabbirunak. And they were reading subhanallah, alhamdulillah, they were making your dhikr. Then Allah asks those angels, that, "What are my servants asking for? What dua are they making? What are they requesting?" So the angels say, "Ya Allah, they are asking for Jannat." So Allah says that, "Have they seen Jannat?" Angels say, "No." Allah says, "If they had to see Jannat," then the angels say, "They would make even more dhikr." "What are they seeking refuge from, protection from?" The angels reply that, "Your banda, they are seeking refuge from Jahannam." "Have they seen Jahannam?" "No." "If they had to see Jahannam, then what would be the condition?" The angels reply, "Then they would be making even more dua and seeking more refuge from Jahannam." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then makes those angels his witness that he has forgiven such people. Thabit Bunani rahmatullahi alayhi was a great buzur, very pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a great muhaddith also. He was a tabi'i. And he was in the company of Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who was the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would stay in the company of Anas radiallahu ta'ala, benefit from him, learn from him. Thabit Bunani rahmatullahi alayhi was known as the great muhaddith. He was known for his ilm and amal. He would even make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah, if you give any person an opportunity after passing away in the qabr to make salat, then Ya Allah, give me that opportunity." The Thabit Bunani rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that, "Inna ahla dhikr," the people of dhikr, "yajlisuna lidhikrillah," when they sit for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the condition is, "alayhim amthalu alayhim dhunubun," they have sins, "amthal al jibal," they have sins, "fa inna alayhim amthal al jibali dhunubun," they have over them mountains of sins. This is the condition of your banda. They're making your dhikr of Allah. They're turning to you. But they have committed such sins that is like mountains. But they are like mountains. So he says, this is the condition of those who are making dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That when they commenced making the dhikr of Allah, they started in this condition that they had committed great sins. So much of sins, just like equivalent to mountains. And then he goes on to say, but at the end of the gathering, فَيَقُومُونَ, they rise in such a condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them all their sins. So when we sit in a gathering of this nature, our niyat should be first of all to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then to make sincere tawbah istighfar. Entire day we have committed sins, whole week, so many days. So all these sins, they clog our heart, our spiritual heart, they blacken our heart. And we can feel that in our spiritual lives. We feel that lethargy, we feel that bond and connection between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming weaker the moment we commit sins. But when we sit in such a gathering, regarding which Rasulullah has mentioned this, sakina, peace, tranquility comes upon such a gathering. Allah's rahmat envelops such a gathering. The angels throng such a gathering. And Allah talks about this gathering, in the gathering of the angels. Allah boasts to the angels. See my banda. So Thabit Bunani Rahman says, when they rise from such a gathering, then they have got, Allah has forgiven them all their sins. So the intention should be that, Ya Allah, we are sitting to make sincere tawbah istighfar. Ya Allah, we are polishing our hearts with your dhikr. Dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. So we are sitting for this little while, so that we make the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, we polish our heart, cleanse our heart, purify our heart. We will feel those mountains of sins just falling off, shedding off like leaves of a tree. Those huge mountains now crumble into pieces. Allah wipes that entire mountain of sins out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we slip, whatever sin we commit, then immediately make tawbah, istighfar, and make dhikrullah. Make dhikrullah. Dhikrullah is a great weapon that Allah ta'ala has given us. It is extremely powerful. Extremely powerful. Every single day of our lives, we should be spending some time in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq wa hidayah. Said the Rushdie for more. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammad Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم، فاعف عنا يا كريم، فاعف عنا يا كريم. يا اللهم لغناكم عفو، حماري خطاكم عفو، حماري لغزجوك درقزار فرما. يا اللهم مجرم هي الله، أم كمزور هي، أم ضعيف هي الله. يا الله تو قويه تو عزيزه تو حكيمه تو غفاره تو ستاره. يا الله يا الله forgive us of our sins. يا الله يا الله forgive us completely. يا الله يا الله every stain of sin that has come onto our heart. يا الله يا الله remove that stain. يا الله cleanse and purify our hearts. يا الله make our hearts shine again. give us that bond and attachment and تعلق. يا الله grant us that معية خاصة. يا الله make us your friends. يا الله كيف اطمئنان في القلب. يا الله كيف السكون في الدل. يا الله يا الله make our tongues be moist with your ذكر. يا الله make us true ذاكرين شاكرين. يا الله we make shukr to you for every ni'mah that you have given us. يا الله forgive us for all our shortcomings. يا الله our deficiencies our نقائص. يا الله يا الله we are full of failures. يا الله يا الله we are full of faults. يا الله يا الله we are weak. يا الله يا الله we need you. يا الله يا الله become ours make us yours. يا الله يا الله remove the difficulties of the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله the ummah is suffering different parts of the world. يا الله يا الله يا الله you are well aware of what's happening. يا الله يا الله remove the oppression. يا الله remove the ظلم. يا الله يا الله it's difficult for us to hear any longer. Ya Allah, what is happening? The atrocities in the world. Ya Allah, young masoom children are butchered to death. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, especially in Burma. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the Rohingya Muslim. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, give them aman and aman. Ya Allah, give them peace. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, they have been driven completely, Ya Allah, from their home. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, they've got nothing, absolutely nothing. Ya Allah, Allah change the condition. Ya Allah, Allah give them strength again. Ya Allah, Ya Allah make them strong again. Ya Allah, Ya Allah forgive them, help them. Ya Allah, send your divine help. Ya Allah, send your divine nusrat. Ya Allah, Ya Allah make the angels come down. Ya Allah, to protect them, to assist them. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in different other parts of the world, Ya Allah, in Syria, Ya Allah, in Iraq, wherever, Ya Allah, in African countries, Ya Allah, wherever there's famine, drought, pareshani, Ya Allah, pareshani, dur farma, Ya Allah, protect us in our country, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, Ya Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, Ya Allah. All the marhumin, Ya Allah, the Yasin Sharif we recited tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the sawab go to all the marhumin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant all the family sabr jameel. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, make them maghfirat. Ya Allah, give them the highest of stages in jannat. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us a good maut, mautul iman. Ya Allah, with the kalima la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tongue. Ya Allah, give us maut in madina sharif, bail jannatul baqi, the shafaat of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the holy kothur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, this is the Mubarak month of Muharram. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, in the hadith it is mentioned, this is Yawman, Shahrullah. Ya Allah, help us to keep Roza, Ya Allah, on the 9th and 10th, Ya Allah, on the 10th and 11th, especially on the day of Ashura. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Ashura, don't make us, Ya Allah, be deprived of your mercy and forgiveness, my Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين.